AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Kamala Harris is giving her campaign closing argument tonight from the same spot Donald Trump rallied supporters before the Capitol riot. Sagar Magani has a preview.
From the Ellipse, with the White House in sight, Harris will ask the nation to imagine Donald Trump again in the Oval Office, focused on himself.
Working on his enemies list.
She'd do something different.
I will be working on behalf of the American people on my to-do list.
Harris will stand on the spot where Trump rallied supporters before the 2021 Capitol riot, but her campaign says she'll focus less on that and more on her plans to move the nation forward. Trump says she has none, and America's had enough of her after 4 years.
A total train wreck who is destroyed everything in her path. She's destroyed everything.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Trump gave a rebuttal in advance, speaking to reporters at Mar-a-Lago.
She's running on a campaign of demoralization and really a campaign of destruction. But really, perhaps more than anything else, it's a campaign of hate, it's a campaign of absolute hate.
Trump ally Steve Bannon has been released from prison after serving a 4-month sentence for contempt of Congress. In the Middle East, Gaza's health ministry says 2 Israeli strikes in northern Gaza killed at least 88 people. Israel says it's focused on rooting out Hamas militants there, who've regrouped after more than a year of war. But at least 60 of the deaths came when a 5-story building was hit, and more than half of those were women and children. An AP analysis of satellite images indicate Israel's attack on Iran likely damaged a base run by the Revolutionary Guard that builds ballistic missiles and launches rockets as part of its space program. And the WHO says more than 8 million people were diagnosed with tuberculosis last year, the highest number recorded since the UN Health Agency began keeping track. This is AP News. American consumers are feeling considerably more confident as Election Day nears. The Conference Board's index had its biggest monthly gain since March 2021. Meantime, job openings tumbled last month to their lowest level since January 2021, 7.4 million. However, they remain well above pre-pandemic levels. And Seth Sutel has the AP Markets report.
Rising technology stocks sent the Nasdaq Composite to an all-time high, but trading was mixed along the rest of Wall Street. The S&P 500 rose 0.2%, even though most stocks in the index fell. Big gains for Microsoft, Facebook's parent company, and other tech stocks pulled major indexes higher, including an 0.8% jump for the Nasdaq Composite. The tech-heavy index beat the record high it set in July. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 154 points. That's about 0.4%. Ford and home builder stocks fell sharply after releasing disappointing profit reports. Treasury yields eased in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.